urgency has ramped up in practice. Does that come from you?
It's like Christmas is coming, right? They know when this is going to go. So they all got to get a little bit better. And we went back to basically the first groups of the camp. So the one's going to be a little faster. And then I got to go over to the other group, and they were going at it too. So they've all made progress now. But everybody can feel this thing coming. Two things. One, we're not carrying 47. And the other is the season starts in a week or so. So we got to be good.
Typically, you'd probably want your full team to play the last two. You can't do that. So
fairly close to a split, like you've seen, right straight through. I'm not worried about that. You're
so
going to see
last one or
no. Both of them are going to be split. We're not running our full team in either of the two games.
Was there a temptation maybe to load up in one of those two?
Because if it was a one off, if there was just a set of back to backs at the end, I could do that. But no, I don't want to. There'll be some guys play three and four. You know, there'll be some of the younger guys that are fighting for jobs that'll go back to back, but the players that played here last year won't.
So you do that scrimmage today? Is that to try and maybe simulate a little more?
No, that was face-offs. We started all of them off draws, and so did the video on that today. Today was face-off day. So
Josh Morrissey wasn't out there this morning. Update?
Yeah, he'll be fine tomorrow. Okay. He'll be back tomorrow. Yeah, 100% on the ice tomorrow.
Sammy clearly has the offensive skills to play at this level. How far is he in the other area of the game?
You know what? You can't answer that until you get him into a bunch of games, and then he builds. The one thing I can say is far closer than was last year at this time. Huge improvements, both he and Logan Stanley. One guy's got a year pro under his belt. He was Defenseman of the Year. So the parts of his game that you saw, the outlet passing, the C and the ice, picking the corners, right, didn't come down, drop his head on those shots. He was trying to get him to a place, especially the first one, really good place shot. That part's there already.
Can he still develop the other parts at either level?
Yes, because absolutely, it's all skating, and he has, right? So we know he's a much better defensive player now than he was a year ago, played in the American League for sure.
Tyler Myers, left or right?
Both.
Yeah. Should we read anything into how you had the Tyler's pairings out there today?
You know what? I don't even know. I was looking at something. I'm looking at face-offs. That stuff to me is not. I get it, right? You guys have been at training camp for 2 weeks too, and you got to. I'd write at least one story on it. I wouldn't write the second or third one. All right, don't make it your yearly plan. They're going to move them around.
He said you'd shed some more light maybe on it today. He suggested you would.
He lied right to you then. That's awful.
Maybe he just thought
right
he
to
would.
Your face. He lied to you. Yeah, I'm not really hiding anything from you. I know two things. He can do it, and he can also play the right. And he's going to do both.
If he plays one more exhibition game, would it probably be on the right side just to give him a game there?
Awesome that you hung on to it, that you didn't give up on that. That's the kind of fourth-line tenacity we're looking for. I don't know. I'll see you tomorrow. I'm coming tomorrow. You come tomorrow. I'll have an answer for you.
How was Lauren in the second game as the goalie?
Good. You know, I didn't like the second one, which is not an issue for any of us. And then there's 35 shutdown minutes where he was real good. That's what you're looking for.
He told us with a straight face that he didn't have his skates tied tight enough for the first period.
So I heard that, and then what is awesome about this job, this is like my 23rd training camp, you do hear new stuff, because I had never actually heard, ever, have I ever heard, you know what, it felt good, but I just didn't tie the skates tight enough. That's a first. That's awesome.
Get a parent in the room to go around, make sure everyone's got them tied.
Well, you guys write your own stories.
On the fourth line, it's a good landing spot. You're 12 forwards at least, probably more than that deep. To make that last spot, do you need to be able to kill penalties, do other sorts of things, or what are you looking for?
I don't know that we can. So, let me start over. You'd like it to be that. You'd like to have a special team role for each player based on the style of guys that we have there. I don't know that I'm going to be able to hold to that. So the answer would be no. You don't have to claim a spot there. We don't have a lot of killers in our lineup. So there's if we can find guys, but of the players that are vying for that last job, I think they're all lacking experience killing penalties, but probably equally capable of doing it. You know, they're just going to have to get experience.
Saw a fair bit of Little getting reps on the PK, and last year Wheeler and Scheifele got a fair bit of reps too. Are guys like that going to be playing more often this year than last?
More often
on the PK this year than last year, so that's going to get more in there.
Yeah, going to have to. I'd love to have eight. It's not going to happen. We're going to work hard to get six, and I'm going to try to run the Lowry, any combination of the Lowry line harder. So come back with them on the same, start with them shorter shifts early, come back with them. Work. I'm going to have to be far more open to weak side faceoffs. But you can tell me better than anybody, that idea is coming out of the game. You used to almost never see a guy take a draw on his weak side. Now guys are doing it all the time, and they're pulling to the middle. A five-on-five, absolutely pulling to the net, which was a no-no. So the game's changed a little on those face-offs.
Paul, just a thought on CJ Cease, who's obviously having a very strong camp. Is he a guy who's maybe raised his stock a little bit here?
Yes, right? So that's what training camp is all about. You're not taking Scheif's job. That's a fact. But do you want to put yourself in a position that when you need a player and Kevin says CJ's the guy down there, you go, darn right, you had a great camp. I have a better understanding of him as a player. The more games and exhibition you get, the more the staff here gets to understand your game a little bit better, and you have a better comfort level about bringing the guy up.
When you get these guys coming
up, closing in on it, just
coming out of college
telling you.
Versus junior, you expect, I guess, a more mature player physically.
There's an advantage. There's a more physically mature guy who's been able to be in the gym and train, so for sure.